Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Secret Artists Podcast. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and I'm delighted that you could join me this week because tonight is the night. Seamless. I'm joined by not only one guest, but two guests, Amy Gledhill and Chris Cantrill, who make up the brilliant double act Delightful Sausage. I had a lovely chat with them. We spoke lots about art. We spoke about Francis Bacon, Edward Hopper, Sam O'Leary, who does a lot of the graphics and illustrations for their sketch group. And we spoke about AI art. So that was interesting. What did we do? We painted a composition designed by Chris of beer and pork scratchings because they're from the north of England. So that's what they do there. I hope you enjoy the episode. If you want to look at our artworks from this week, then follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Art Pod. And that's all, really. Enjoy yourself. I'm delighted to be joined today by award-winning Northern double act, their words, Delightful Sausage. The comedy duo, made up of Amy Gledhill and Chris Cantrill, were nominated for Best Show at the Edinburgh Festival in 2019 and have gone on to have their own special on BBC Radio 2, as well as performing on numerous TV shows such as Harry Hill's Club Night on Channel 4. They have a very funny podcast called Tiredness Kills, and Amy has her own excellent podcast, A Lovely Time. So make sure you download those podcasts. I said that like there was another word, but there wasn't. But first, we're going to do some art. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Sorry, I get quite giddy doing the intros.
It was a bit like you had a gun to your head and we'd like told you to say nice things. But I enjoyed it. That was great.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Oh, so I answered very positively, and then I could see Chris being like very bad.
Is that your dynamic within the double act?
Yes. in the context of the year, it's a bit, I don't know, it feels a bit sort of feels a bit much to be like, yeah, everything's fine, don't it, Amy?
Well, I've said it now. You can't say that now. I've said it.
Really undermining what you said there.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm just taking today. I've had a lovely day. Well, I've had a smear test today, so actually that's been
congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's actually really good. She said I've got a really great smear.
Lovely cervix. I've always said that about you. I meant to put that in the intro.
The rumours are true. It's I've
horrible,
got a cracking
a smear
cervix.
Test, isn't it? Really scratchy.
It is scratchy. Yeah, it is. It's quite scratchy.
Oh, sorry, Chris.
I don't know what to do.
Has Chris...
Just listen. It's my turn to listen, guys.
Oh, right. Sorry, I thought the producer was sending me a message about your audio, but he actually said, has Chris had anything inserted into him for medical reasons? So that's live from the producer, that question.
I got a Kinder Egg wheel stuck up my nose when I was a little one. And a doctor had to go in and get it out, and they had to put me under a general anaesthetic.
What?
Wow.
Like a little, little plastic wheel. Just put it on my nose.
Oh, you just put it up and then it got stuck.
Probably for attention. That's how it is, isn't
it? Yeah.
But that's as far as I've gone. I'm sort of when I'm getting close. Is it at 40 when men have to have a finger up their backside?
The prostate
because
exam.
I'm not there yet, but that'd be what's on the horizon. I mean,
is
we should ask Stuart.
Is that finger up your bum? No. Mm.
Yeah.
Is it? I've had that before, as in
by a GP. Right. I mean.
By an osteopath. I once fractured my coccyx, and I went to this osteopath. Finger up the bum. Basically, they flick it back.
Oh!
And it actually really helped. But looking back, I was quite young to have.
Oh God!
You know, a man put his finger up my bum.
Oh! They flick it back.
He's doing that all day. He's not. He's fine. He's. I think yeah. We'll ask producer Stu whether 40-year-olds have the finger up the bum thing. He might know.
Start with bums. On to the art. Are you guys? I know Chris. You do these sort of beautifully dark, horrible, creepy, surreal illustrations. But Amy, are you an artist? Do you consider yourself an artist?
No. No, not at all. I want to be. I think that's the coolest thing that you can be, probably on the planet, is I admire artists, Chris included, sometimes. But I can't,
sometimes,
make things with my hands that look how I want them to look.
I bet that's
disagree.
Not true.
Can
it
I
is true.
Hard disagree on this one. She is an artist. She's aside from being like, if we take her as a performer, if we class that as being an artist, which I don't think any of us are really comfortable with, but she does these collages and does these little paintings. I think not regularly. Correct me if I'm wrong, Amy, but I think
I don't know what to believe because Amy's looking at you like you've just totally made that up. But I sense
truth. She's got a book. She was showing me just before we jumped on the call. Amy goes into like a fugue state when she's super stressed and does these weird collages. And she's just showing me one.
Can we just address how you're saying the word collage? Collages. Can we just address that?
Yeah.
Before
it
goes any further.
I thought maybe it was just the accent.
Collages.
What did I say?
Collages.
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 Collage.
Yeah.
But which is better?
That's so cool. Can we see any of them? Or is it like a private, is it more like a diary for you, Amy? Is it like a form
of... Do you know
of...
what it is? Well, what it was is when I'd get very stressed out when I lived with my ex-boyfriend, I'd say, I need to go and do some collage. And I'd go and cut up...
You'd just be tearing up his things. Like, it's collage!
It's collage! Don't oppress my art! So I'd really like cutting and sticking.
Cutting up his clothes.
Yeah.
Tearing up his bedroom.
Just like setting fire to like the bedding and then using
collage,
the ash.
I know.
Yeah, you know it. You know it. And I do it probably every 28 days. So if you see me with a prick stick, just probably leave me alone for a few days.
A large pair of shears. So you're a collage woman.
I guess, Chris.
You're a sort of illustrative man.
Like little cartoons and stuff like that.
They're really cool. Do you also draw, there's some drawings on your website, Delightful Sausage. Do you do those drawings?
No.
If they're
the ones on the website, they're not me. If they're the ones on the website, they're probably Sam, who we've got a little boy that does art. He does like animations for us and videos, and he did all the artwork for the podcast. But we have quite similar styles.
And he's not your child.
He's just like he's. I call him my young friend. Because he's like 10 years younger than me, and it makes it really, really weird. It gives it like a Michael Jackson-esque feel over the top of it. But I don't do all of them. I've just kind of got back into it. I'm always doodling, but for years I just sort of stopped. I don't do anything where I ain't got some sort of creepy little game plan to try and sell it or integrate it into something in front of an audience. And people always say, like, you should do something with my drawings. And I just find it so stressful. And I always stop before putting anything public, really.
Yeah.
But when I do stuff with the sausage stuff, it sort of feels different because I'm doing it for both of us, so I'm not just on show. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
the it's pressure's like just, off slightly with the double act. Yeah.
And Nick and
should
the
we
world
start,
set
while
up.
We carry on talking, should we start drawing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I just think we've got some pork scratchings to draw. So do you want to talk us through the choice of muse?
Yes. So we created a vista of little pub things. And I thought it could be of like all the nights out that we have missed, you know, something like that. But really, if I'm totally honest with you, it's the end point of a master plan to justify buying pork scratchings. And now I need them to draw them. I need them for art. So I've got.
So have you just had a packet of pork scratchings?
I've not had them yet, but they're opened and ready because I've put two at the to give the picture some the layout, the composition, some like a good composition. I've put a couple of pork scratchings at the front, so they're ready to go.
Yeah, I like it. It's like it's got lots of depth to it, hasn't it? You've got the pork scratchings at the front, the beer opener on the left, and then a couple of Stella Artois.
Yeah.
Did you pick Stella because of my name?
Yes.
No. So what are you guys drawing with or painting? Or are you doing a collage, Amy? What?
No, I should have done. What I'm going to use for my materials, so I've got a notebook and I've got a pen, but I don't have any, like, colour, but I do have a makeup bag.
Nice.
So I'm going to use some makeup, I think, for this.
Are you going to do lipstick pork scratchings?
Yes, I am.
Great. It's a first on the podcast.
Lips. There we go. Oh, my God.
Amy Christine Stella Gledhill.
Yeah, Christine is my mum's name, so they're not very inventive with coming up with middle names. Oh, my God.
It. Your mum got her name and your dad's like, my favourite beer.
Lager?
That's great.
Okay.
So you're using your makeup. I hope you don't ruin your makeup. That's my main concern.
Oh, it's all cheap, Anna. It's all very, very cheap. Don't you worry about that for one second.
And Chris, what are you working with? Are your illustrations sort of, they look inky or are they watercolours?
I use a lot of ink. I'm starting to mess around with some other stuff. I'm going to use a biro as the base for the line. And then I've got like pots of these Winsor & Newton inks. It's I'm going to splash around to try and bring the whole thing together. I love using biros and stuff like that. I think for years I just felt really guilty about it. You know, like it's a base product or something like that. And now I'm just like, I enjoy it. I'm just going to do it.
Is it a black or a blue biro?
It's a black one. I think that's, I don't think I could do it in a blue one. I don't think that'd be appropriate.
No. I hate a blue biro, actually, but I do love anything black pens all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Big time.
I'm using acrylic paints, but I'm going to use just shades of blue and orange, I think.
Ooh.
A bit of complementary colour vibes.
Well, that's nice.
But I'm going to sketch it out with a pencil first, I think.
I'm going straight in. Straight in, unplanned. Yeah, committing ink to paper. If it's wrong.
I love that. So when did you first start doing these illustrations, Chris? Is it something you've always done or did you study art or anything?
No, I've always done them. I've always done them in school. Like, I'm most at home doodling on post-it notes and stuff and on things, and that's where it started, like a sort of distraction thing, and I loved it. And I'd never studied it properly. I sort of had a bad run of, like, I had an art teacher in secondary school that hated me. And then I remember going to university and being like, I want to do art, but I sort of wanted to do, like, comics and book illustration and stuff. And I remember showing the course leader some drawings that I did, and he basically sneered. So it sort of just I was only like 18 and like my confidence was like obliterated, so I sort of put it away.
That's so mean.
But then the other day when they're like slashing 50% of the art funding to universities, as terrible as that is and it's miserable, a bit of me was like thinking, oh, I hope he gets sacked. sorry, that's way too much. But
does it mean you now overcompensate with your... You've got a child, haven't you?
Yes.
Are you now, like, bigging up his... Is it boy you've got?
Yeah, trying to get him in to join. He's really like me, and I don't know where, like... He gets frustrated by drawing. He crosses it out if it's not perfect. Or it's not good. He's not good enough at drawing to do it more. And I'm like, you're not going to get good unless you just keep doing it and practicing.
Aww.
But yeah. He's like funny with it.
Right. How old is he?
4.
Sweet. And what about you, Amy? Were you arty at school or did you avoid it?
Yeah, I've avoided it really. I was good at photography when we could do that at A level.
Yeah.
But just felt really embarrassed. I feel really embarrassed about art. I feel like, I think it's...
About doing it or about, like, about the concept of it.
About showing people what I've done. I feel like...
Yeah.
Because it's so shit. Well, no, maybe I'm putting myself down. But
no, I know what you mean. There's something about, like, saying something's finished and being like, this is my piece.
I've done
that
this.
Can be a bit,
and I think it's good enough to show you, actually.
Yeah. But why do you not have that with performing, do you think? Why is that different to, like, showing a
because
piece of art?
Because it's sort of happening in real time. So, like, there isn't the thing of, like, well, maybe the, I guess you do go in and work on it and then present it. But I'm quite embarrassed about performing as well. I'm just sort of embarrassed. I'm just embarrassed all the time, really.
Just generally.
Just generally embarrassed. But preferred it to sporty stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, the two cool things that you could do are sports and art. And I was like...
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I was probably like, I'll probably just do some maths or something.
I think being good at maths is way cooler than being good at art.
Didn't say I was good at it, Annie. Did not say I was good at it. But it was less embarrassing.
I remember I got put into the top set of maths by accident. Right. And I could not do any numbers, and I can't
you
now.
String a number together. Is that what you can
I
say?
Couldn't. That's what I was going to say, yeah. And I was just like, it gave me such trauma. I'm terrible at numbers now. I can't do times tables or basic addition. I think it's like the absolute trauma of finding yourself in, like, algebra for gifted kids.
And you're like, so how did that happen that you were misplaced? Did you do a really good exam or something?
I must have done a fluke kind of test or something. I'd be like, after one lesson, I'd be like, this guy don't know his 3x table. I don't think we need to be sweating it, talking about pie. Look, we're just upsetting him.
Oh, God. We don't need maths. We've got calculators now.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I mean, and then we did.
Yeah.
We've been on for a while, to be fair. Right, I've gone very blue with this bottle of Stella Artois and I'm sort of regretting it.
So what do you do if you regret something while you're doing it?
Well, normally I'd change it, but I've sort of set up my position with all the tech and the paint. So I'm going to plough on.
Interesting. Okay. Plough on.
But paint's quite good because if you make a mistake or something, it's very easy to just change it. Just slap on some more paint, you know? Same with makeup, I suppose.
Yeah, sure.
What are you using foundation, Amy?
At the moment, I'm using some eyeshadow.
Nice.
To do the packet of pork scratchings. It's sort of just a smudge. I'm going to go for quite a smudgy.
Yeah,
like a
I'm
kind
excited
of
to see it.
Smoky eye of a,
lovely.
Of a painting, of a picture.
Is it eyeshadow on paper?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, should I have done it on my face? Should I have transformed my face?
I was thinking that,
was that
would be
cool.
Just have a bottle of Stella going, like, over your eye.
That'd be really cool.
Or a couple of pork scratchings.
Even further north, I'm on Hadrian's Wall, keeping an eye
out. Oh, you're
on
it?
Yeah.
To how I...
That's where Hadrian lived, in that little IKEA cupboard.
Yeah.
So we both moved. We both, like, moved to other sides of the country. So we're just sort of sorting out what... Because we're still going to do live stuff, but it completely changes, like... Like, it's just more of a consideration to be like, should we go to Halifax and do 15 minutes? Probably not, is the answer now. Although we were sort of getting away from that anyway, weren't we? We'd sort of, we were over the course of doing shows, we shifted away from doing as many spots and more like doing, spending time in like black box theatre spaces rehearsing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what have we become? Let's...
Yeah, we did a vocal warm up and we were like, oh, we are class traitors. Why are we doing a vocal warm up? Come on.
Yeah, which one of you initiates that sort of thing? Who's the more like drama school kid of the two of you? Or are you both on the same?
Well, I studied drama.
Okay.
So...
look at you. It's Amy. You can't say which one's a drama school kid. Well, I studied drama.
I guess I went to a kind of drama school.
For years. I got a degree in it.
So, yeah, I guess in a way that would be me. But Chris is married to a vocal coach who very much tells us off for not doing things like warm-ups, which we should be doing. So,
Having a fag. For having a fag instead of drinking water and stuff like that. She's quite a stickler on that sort of stuff.
Yeah, because when I did Twins with Jack Barry, I was always the one being like, should we rehearse that? Should we go over that? And he'd be like, no, we'll be fine. We know it. And I was definitely the one to be like, yeah, but can we just practice one more time? Yeah. But it's lovely being in a double act, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely nicer than doing solo stand-up, for sure.
Yeah.
Have you both done stand-up as well?
Yeah. That's how we were stand-ups and then we met doing this. But since we started doing it, Amy still is a stand-up, but I sort of largely knocked it on the head. Because it all happened when my son was born, so I was like, I can't do both, so I'll just do the double act. And then it's not quite come back, although I am getting like the urge to sort of not be on Hadrian's Wall for a bit and go to big cities and stuff. So
go and see a different wall.
Yeah, go see a different wall, one outside like a Subway sandwich or something like that.
It's hard to draw a pork scratching, isn't it?
But I think you can't really go that wrong with a pork scratching. I love drawing pork scratchings. I've got a print somewhere called 12 pork scratchings that I did as a screen print.
And I did a little screen print in class. Wow.
Drawing pork scratchings, yeah. But it's like, you just do what you want. If it goes a bit wrong, who's going to challenge it? Just put a hair and it's fine.
Oh, it's so gross when they've got hairs in, isn't it?
Yeah. It's difficult to get them not to look like poos. I think it's like, there's so much, when you draw them out, there's so much overlap between a pork scratching and a poo. It'll blow your
mind.
Also,
that one on the right of the photo looks like a sort of fossilised penis.
Yeah, it does.
Shape of it. And
I think I've had him.
These are just the relics of delightful sausage.
I've drawn my shot glass. Fucking massive. It's huge.
Oh, is that a shot glass? Yeah, I'm struggling with the perspective. Are those normal sized beers or are they mini?
Normal. They're like they're like 33 milliliter ones.
Okay.
Sorry. I wish I could tell you that they're weird Yankee little tiny things, but they're not. They're just normal sized beers. But that is a shot glass. And I've got it very wrong, I would say at this point. Very wrong.
Do you guys like pork scratchings?
Do you know what? I'm not a big fan actually.
What?
Yeah, I don't like. I've never had a pork. So I tried a pork scratching a little bit ago, and I don't think it was for me. What I like is a scampi fry. Scampi fry.
I get that. Yeah, I overreacted there when you said you didn't like them as well, because it makes sense. Because sometimes they've got like, you bite in and they've got hair and jelly and bits of gum and a bit of spinal bone and like, they're horrible things.
Really? They've got bones
in? No, I'm making loads of that up. They do have hairs sometimes, but I don't think they have bits of spine in and stuff.
Yeah, because they're made of the skin, aren't they? They're just fried bits of the skin.
Yeah. So I get it, they're gross, but...
You reckon they'd ever start doing human ones?
Yeah, big time.
Big
time. I bet they do somewhere. I bet you can get them on the dark web.
Yeah.
little human scratchings.
We ask all our guests that question.
Do you?
Favourite artists, anyone?
Well, I've got an Edward Hopper behind me.
Oh, nice. Original. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, an original. Yeah, big time. I like melancholy stuff. So I think he really captures, you know, like a bit of sad and a bit of positive at the same time. I like that.
Yeah, he did the Nighthawks, his famous one where the two people are sitting in the bar.
In the bar, yeah. So I like that kind of stuff. And then I like collage wise, like I quite like like odd stuff. A lot of like collages with words in, like Kurt Schwitters and bit Dada-y sort of stuff.
Nice.
So I don't mind a bit of that.
Yeah.
Can you call her an artist? Marina Abramovic, you know, the performance art.
Yeah, definitely.
I went to see her in an art gallery in Manchester, and she'd taken all of the physical pieces of artwork out and replaced them with humans. And when you went in, you had to take off your like coat and bag, and you weren't allowed your phone or anything, and she like locked you in. And if you managed to get to the end of the experience, you got like a little certificate. And there was a lot of like quite intense performance art happening around, and there was this moment where I walked into the stairwell, and there was a naked woman who what her piece for 6 hours was falling down the stairs in slow motion.
Oh my god!
And there was
no thanks.
Just me there, and at the point I'd got to her, she was sort of on her back, and her legs was coming over her head, and so she was sort of splayed. And I could see right up inside her, and I thought, I don't know what to do, because if I leave, you're doing this for no one, and is that sadder? But if I stay, I've got to sort of like look and be like, wow. But she was like making eye contact with me. It was one of the weirdest experiences I've ever had.
Yeah, did you find it funny? Were you like trying to suppress laughter, or was it just, feel sort of claustrophobic?
I was just like, oh no. I'm out of my depth, I'm out of my depth.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't I've now seen a lot more performance art type stuff, but that was like the first thing that I'd encountered. And I was just... I was panicking. I was big time panicking.
I'm not surprised. That sounds intense. How long do you think you stayed in the room?
Just a couple of hours. Just looking.
Just
like,
staring
on,
inside.
Do it again.
They're like, excuse me, we need to shut the gallery. Can you?
Not yet.
I'm nearly there.
Yeah. But I think that's like, I think there's like a lot of like etiquette around art and stuff, which... Like, I think sometimes art can feel quite exclusive.
Mm.
And I think people, I know, like, I felt like this, and I know, like, my mum feels like this, like, oh, it's not for me, I don't get it. So you feel like you're doing it wrong, or you're experiencing it wrong, or, like, if you don't feel the right things, then it's wrong. But,
I think they can be quite alienating places, art galleries and big museums and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think everyone feels like that. Certainly most people I've spoken to on this podcast have said that. But everyone, can do art and knows what they like, even if they don't know much about history of art or, famous artists. It should be something, I think, that's accessible to everyone, but... There's definitely a sort of stigma around it, I think.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince.
Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Chris, who are your favourite artists?
I really like, oh God, I want to say Franz Kafka, but that's Francis Bacon is like those ones.
Oh yeah, I love Francis Bacon.
Like haunting. Yeah. And I really like those ones that have been done by computers, you know, like the AI art that's around recently. It's like a novelty. Like they've got AI programs to do art, and it's a novelty thing, and it's about what is the concept of art when separated from humanity. And I don't really care about any of that. But the pictures that they've done are like the most haunting things you've ever seen in your life. And you're like, oh, that's telling you that humanity is going to end. And on top of that, I buy quite a lot of screen prints. And I love screen printing as a medium, but I wouldn't say that I have a particular artist.
It's quite scary, that, the concept of AI art, because I feel like as humans, we're like, yeah, we can have robots take over, you know, all the technical things. But they're like, we're, you know, humans will always have our creativity and our, and it's like, oh shit, no, wait, they can do that too.
Because computers, they've come for like the, you know, the what would have been the old like factory type jobs and stuff like that. They've taken them for the most part. The next thing that they're after is, you know, like the white collar management type people, which is really great for me. Like, I love that. Yeah, I used to work in a corporate environment for ages. So I love the idea of all of those people that I worked with being replaced by computers. But
that's a theme of this podcast so far, Chris, is you being like, it's like Partridge, you know, and it's like, needless to say, I had the last laugh. Like, it's like the bitter stories of Chris Cantrill.
Destroy it.
Look at that bit. Look at that art we're being shown on the screen. Is that by a robot? Jesus Christ, that is harrowing. No. It looks like a sort of melted chicken.
It does look like a melted chicken.
AI art just got awesome. That, Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they are amazing.
They are, yeah. I mean,
that's quite scary. Do you think they'll be doing robot Edinburgh shows soon, like robot double acts?
Yeah, like you look at that and you think that there's no way they'll come for our weird little bumhole jokes, but then you like look at that and you think, oh yeah, like they're probably a couple of years away from that.
They're
from a robot dressed as a sausage.
Yeah.
scary time to be alive. How are you guys getting on with your drawings?
It's hard, isn't it?
Trying to colour in now. But I'm sort of rushing. I'm rushing like it's a competition. I don't know. I'm trying to win.
It's not a competition.
I know, but I'm like rushing and I'm really not happy with it. And I've got my pot scratchings really wrong. So it's just a mess, but it's going to be colourful. So it'd be like that. Is it David Ockney doing the, they got paid $7 million to redo the tube signs or whatever? Yeah. It'd be like that. A bit shit, but really, really colourful. So that's what I'm aiming for here.
They seem, it's like a yellow circle, isn't it, with Piccadilly, that's like the end of the word is just like hanging underneath.
I've not seen them.
It's like it got to like midnight, the night before the deadline, and he's like, oh shit, I said I'd do those that tube design. And then he's just like, bash them out.
Oh no.
I mean, very cynical of me, one of our greatest living contemporary artists.
But I remember seeing, like, they did a full exhibition or show on his digital work, like breaking new, you know, like him breaking a new medium. And it's just like, oh, we went to school with Microsoft Paint, so this doesn't wow us in the same way.
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
That's the Piccadilly Circus
one. What?
Well, Sadiq Khan has spent $7 million on art for the tube. I don't know whether David Hockney got it all. I suspect not.
Fucking hell.
But I don't have any problem with the money or anything like that, but God, Jesus, spend it on up and comers that nobody's heard of.
It's hard to do bottle opener, isn't it, with all the reflections of the metal.
Yeah, big time. We were gonna say that to you, actually.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you're gonna be very disappointed. I think just the fact that you're speaking in those terms is gonna shock you when you see what we've been doing.
No, I think you're both very self-deprecating and very talented. And now that you've seen what David Hockney's produced for the
year, I do feel a lot better about my pork scratching.
Yeah,
I do.
I'd prefer to see a pork scratching made out of eyeshadow on the tube.
Oh, I think, yeah, me too. Now I've seen, I can't, what, why, how has it happened?
He's overcommitted himself.
Yeah.
He said yes to too many gigs.
You know that he's doing too many gigs. He's doing the panel show circuit, so he doesn't have the time to come there.
He's writing for Mock the Week.
Yeah.
That's why he's opted out now.
Yeah, fair enough. He's having a tough time, isn't he, in France? Let's everyone just get off his back, all right?
Yeah.
Having a hard time, come on.
So do you guys own any art? I know you've got that lovely hopper in your flat, Amy. And Chris, you said you've bought some prints. What are they?
I've got quite a few screen printy type things. Mm-hmm. That I'm currently in the process of decorating at the minute. I love having colourful walls, and they're quite a cheap way to do that.
Yeah.
I really wanted a statue. Found this statue in an antique shop that was like an eagle spreading its wings on a stone. And I was like, I fucking love that. And it was £7,000. I was like, you know what? I'm going to spend 20 quid on a print and get it framed. But I've got a print by like the artist who draws the cakes on Bake Off. And I've got, do you know the guy that does the illustrations for... Macfest and for those he's called Drew Millward. I bought a couple of his prints, and I bought the Macfest ones.
Oh, nice.
I love them. That sort of style, I just think it looks really cool.
Quite sort of magical.
Yeah and intricate, like not like specific circles and geometric sort of design. Like I can't even fathom any of
they're quite sort of trippy, aren't they?
Yeah, they look great.
Yeah, I like that space cat. Nice. I'm struggling with the Stella.
What are you using again? Oh, paint.
I'm using, acrylic paint on a bit of card.
What do you do with all the bits that you keep? Like, I know you did an exhibition with these, didn't you?
We were going to do an exhibition. Yeah, I did an exhibition that was art by comedians for Mental Health UK, but with the podcast artworks, we were going to do an exhibition of in Edinburgh last year, but again, story of my life, story of everyone's life, didn't happen. But I've now just got a big folder under my bed of these various pictures. So I hope, if you guys can hold on to yours, I hope one day we'll be able to do an exhibition. Don't laugh, Amy.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Are you going to use mascara as hairs on the pork scratching?
Oh, that's clever. Yeah, I could do. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, big time.
I don't want to tell you how to live your life, but I'm quite interested in seeing that.
Yeah, I bloody well will.
Do you have a studio, Chris? Or do you work? Do you do your screen printing? Have you got somewhere in your house you do it?
No, I did a course when I lived in Manchester. So I'd love a studio. I'd love a screen printing facilities because I only did the course. I'd just love to do more of it.
Yeah.
But it's quite, you need space and it costs a bit of money and stuff like that. So I live in a B&B.
Yeah.
So I sort of have a bit of space
that you
every
earn.
Now and again.
Otherwise, it sounds again like Partridge, that you're like in a travel tavern.
That I am.
Yeah, you're downplaying that.
Yeah. Yeah, that I'm currently in the process of going into business with my father-in-law with.
Oh,
my
wow.
wife. It's like, it's a COVID-y sort of thing, as in it's like a, sort of, they've been shut for a year and then we've yeah. spent a lot of lockdown and it's been a bit tough because they haven't been able to have anyone in, so, but we decided yeah. we want to make the thing, so it's like we're sort of all going into business together to keep it sort of open.
That's nice.
And yeah, it's all right. It's very, very stressful.
Yeah.
But aside from
yeah,
that,
I was going to say.
It will be good.
I hope it works out for you all.
Yeah, like...
I've gone off road. I've started to glue things with eyelash glue onto the page.
Oh my God, I can't wait to see this. I feel like it's going to be a sort of Picasso-esque. Is it quite surreal?
It sort of looks like a stain someone's done by accident.
Mm.
You know.
I love that.
But I'd say it's good as Hockney.
Yeah, that's the level now.
Good old hawkers.
I'll tell you what I am doing, which I forgot about.
Yeah.
So it's like struggling to do the drawings and stuff like that. I've just decided that I want to do it as something for me. So I signed up to this Domestika course about sketchbooking, and I'm really enjoying it.
Ooh.
I'm plugging away at it slowly.
Yeah.
It's a really serious Swedish man. And he's just like, set you, it's not technically stuff that I can't do, but he sets you just little challenges, like draw objects, but then turn them into characters. Like, so draw
a
pencil. And then he's like, draw, like invent your favourite type of pencil. And it's like, you put wings on it. And every time
wow.
he's just like, adds, like pushes you to do like a little thing that you haven't thought of.
So how, do you do that just once a week on online?
It's just... It's like, it's not once a week. It's like you just pay. The courses are like a tenner each and they cover loads of stuff. I think a lot of them, it's like a Spanish company. So a lot of them subtitled and stuff. But you just do it at your own pace. You know, like an online course, you have like three syllabus sections to get through.
Yeah.
And in each one, there's a couple of tests. You're only in charge of yourself.
Yeah.
But it's really good. It's really good. I'm trying to do it just as and when I feel like it, but I'm definitely going to finish it.
That sounds really good, because you just improve so much the more you draw and stuff.
Yeah.
So having, you know, someone to inspire you to do stuff is always helpful. I don't know if you can hear someone playing the piano in the background.
Yeah, it sounds bonkers where you are. It sounds absolutely insane.
There's obviously just a piano downstairs next to the massive leak by the doors.
Of course. Why wouldn't there be?
It's all going on. At least the guy who carves wood isn't here, because that's very loud
when
he's in. It's a vibey place to be, guys.
Yeah, it sounds, sounds great.
Oil or watercolour?
Watercolour.
Yep.
Amy?
Yes, watercolour's fine.
But which do you want? Portrait or landscape?
Landscape.
Portrait.
Oh,
okay. He's being controversial.
Okay.
London or Hull?
Hull.
Hull.
Acting or reacting?
Chris.
Aren't they the same?
Yes, thank you. Finally, some guests that understand me. Sausage or Frankfurter?
Frankfurt. I'm really hungry right now, so I'm thinking Frankfurt is bigger. So I'm going to go, sorry.
It's longer, isn't it?
It's
but it's not as girthy.
Oh,
so it depends what you're looking for.
Like a very dense, fat sausage.
The delightful fat sausage.
girthy old sausage, if you don't mind.
Pork scratchings or wasabi peas?
Wasabi peas.
Scratchings.
Cambridge or Oxford?
Oh, God.
It's tough for me.
I can't tell them apart. Is that bad? I've got no idea. I've got no idea.
They're the same, basically.
Yeah.
Cambridge is a bit smaller.
Is it? I want the underdog of the two. Which would that be?
I don't think there's an underdog in there. Solo or double act?
double act.
Oh, double act.
Yeah, you have to say that.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No.
That's a good one.
You can try, but you can't.
Hopper or Hockney?
Hopper.
Tortured artist or logical B&B host?
I think I'm going to go B&B host, I think.
Yeah, I will in solidarity.
Yeah. Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Look at a painting close up or far away?
Far away.
I love the dramatic pause and then just saying the same as Amy. Private view or view of privates?
View of privates.
Art or tech?
Art.
Art or books?
Books.
Art or food?
Food.
Comedy or art?
Comedy.
Comedy is the one true art, I think. I've seen some of the others. I've seen some of the others. Like, we often go to, you know, like when you're doing a comedy night and you can only get in so many people, but like the spoken word night is full.
Yeah.
And you're like, it always feels like there is no God. It's not fair. And you're like, people be laughing at theatre stuff, so giving it away.
Yeah.
So easy. Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
It's just part of showing off, isn't it? Wanting people to think you're clever.
Yeah.
Well, laugh at my dick joke then. Which brings me on to the final question. Dicks or pussies?
Ooh.
Both
are good. I think as it's smear test day, I'm going to go for pussies.
Oh, yeah. It is. Sorry, we are recording this on smear test day. Yeah. So happy smear test day.
Happy smear test day,
everyone. Can you hear me in a park scratching?
Yep.
Well, I've not done it like a sort of still life, so it's not the right... I basically did the pork scratching, and that's it. Okay. Oh, I need to turn my...
It's quite hard to see on Zoom.
Can you see it?
Oh, my God, I love it. It's...
So I did the pork scratching.
So surreal.
That is brilliant.
It's really great.
Oh, my God. You're like my parents.
Yeah. Midland Snacks, traditional Belgium. Are they from Belgium?
Yeah. So Stella's from Belgium.
Yeah.
That's the Stella. Yeah.
And then this is
the
red line from the Stella packet. And then I found it. I took that off my can. I thought it was in keeping. This is the little symbol that I saw on the Stella.
And is that with lipstick?
Yeah, that's with lipstick. This is with foundation and eyeshadow.
Wow.
And that's with the eyeliner. And I tried the mascara thing, you know, but it was quite hard to show up. And then I drew, I started there trying to do the bottles. And I didn't like the bottles, but I liked the little packet of pork scratchings. So I stuck it on with eyeliner glue.
It reminds me of the star of the Stellas, like the star that the... Three wise men followed, and then the pork scratchings like Jesus.
It is a very biblical piece. I'm glad you
picked it. It's a religious piece. I love it. I think that's worthy of, you know, being on the London Underground.
Well, me too now. So, thank you.
So I'll be tweeting Sadiq with a high res JPEG of that. Well done, Amy. I love it.
Thanks, guys. Come on, Chris.
Come on. He's put his glasses on for this. Were you wearing them the whole time?
Oh my God, Chris, that's incredible.
My God.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. He's done the still life in a frame with an onlooker looking at as the piece
good.
Of art.
That's
this is
beautiful.
A disaster. You see this bit here?
I think we'll be the judge of that. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
That's so good, Chris. Oh my God.
I really love it. Is it? It's inks, did you say? The green and
it's
the pink.
Biro, it's ink, and then I put some, like, that's a marker pen and a bit of a crayon. I was just, like, messing around at the end just to do it.
It's just something I threw together.
Just threw it together.
It's brilliant.
Do you know
and
what?
It's the onlooker you looking at the picture.
Yeah, it's got little tiny little cloven hoofs as well, which is
like you do. Like... So that...
That's so sweet.
Well known for my cloven hooves. That's why I've had to move.
I loved that.
That's good, but because Chris put the composition of the picture together, I think he's bought that off the internet, and then he's bought that picture off the internet, and then he's gone, right, I'll just recreate this with some, I'll just buy some cellar bottles.
Yeah.
I think you're a fraud.
He's been working on this for weeks.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been really boring because I've been quite conventional with, well, actually it's not conventional in that it's blue and orange.
Oh my God, I love that.
That's beautiful.
That's so good.
It's it is what it is.
Look at the background, the orange.
It's a bit neon.
I love it. It's
like a sort of new rave piece. Very lacking in any detail.
I love it. I think our pieces really sort of symbolise our nights out, like what we're like on a night out. So yours is like really like vibrant and cool and modern, Annie. And Chris's is very like, it was in an art gallery.
Never been on a night out together.
Just so you know, it's what I thought, you know, I think very,
that's very,
very cool.
Kind.
And mine's like a mess.
No, yours is yours is great. You're both very talented.
Inspiring one, Amy. It's a mess you want to like be around.
Yeah.
Aww,
it's thinking laterally. It's seeing the beauty in the star of the stellar, the hair of the scratching.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's the beauty is in the detail. Is that your son?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be weird if it wasn't. Hello.
He's come in as he comes into pretty much all of our meetings at the minute because he wants to play Minecraft.
Ask him to judge your painting.
George, what do you think of this painting?
Get him nearer the mic.
Come here. Come nearer the microphone. What do you think of the painting?
Bad.
Right, cool. Thank you.
Lovely, 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 lovely people. Hope you enjoyed listening to that. I certainly enjoyed chatting to those two. Make sure you're following their brilliant sketch comedy on Twitter at sausage. That's just at MMM sausage. And on Instagram, they're at the delightful sausage. So follow them there and check out their work, what they're up to. I'm on Twitter at Annie McTweet and on Instagram at McGraw.Annie or at McGraw.Art for my art. Because I do art as well as, you know, talking about art. I've got prints, cards, paintings all for sale on my website, www.amcgraw.art. And if you want to see the paintings that we made today, then follow Secret Artists on Twitter and Instagram at Secret Art Pod. And write us a nice little review if you like. Don't know what that voice was. Won't do that again. Have a good week. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.